Hey, welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is Bipolar J, and this episode is going to be episode 8, titled Mania. I think today on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being full-on manic and 1 being like full-on depressed, my number fluctuated throughout the day. In the morning, it was kind of like, I would say probably like a 8 or 9. I felt great. And then I went into the day program and then it fluctuated again, but it was quite stable at around a 6. And then it fluctuated again, which was just me reacting to my external environment. But it's okay. Sometimes you just gotta take a deep breath and reflect. Are you in a manic state? If you can't say that in your head, then maybe you can talk to a podcast or talk to your listeners or talk to your friends. Or talk to your therapist, talk to a psychiatrist, whoever it is you can talk to. And that might be just the simplest solution. I have my podcast, which is kind of like my personal therapy, which is great because I love talking. So when I have breezy thoughts, I just kind of dump them all on the podcast. So it's like a creative way for me to stop my racy thoughts. You might notice like today, like my speech is more rapid. And that's okay because I know I have bipolar disorder. Some days are good, some days are bad. So when I'm in a manic state, I recognize I'm in a manic state and I try to use external stimuli to bring me back to baseline, which is close to 5 as possible. So, today, like for example, I had to buy some stuff at Dollarama. It was supposed to be only 2 things, but somehow I spent $60. So that's a symptom of mania. I recognize that. So, and I also went to the bank. Again, when you go to the bank, it's probably not a good idea to go to the bank when you're manic. And I think the bank just further drove me manic. But it's okay. I didn't spend any money that frivolously. And now I'm at home, just kind of like waiting for dinner. My parents were with me the whole day, so they could watch my spending for me, and they okayed on everything. They're like my personal nurses, you know. Everywhere I go, I have like a personal support system. If it's at the day program, I have my friends and therapists and like everybody there helps me. If it's at home, I have everybody here who helps me. But right now I recognize the fact that I cannot go to external environments by myself yet. So I have some friends contact me. They say, hey, why don't you come to this? Hey, why don't you come to that? I just need to push it back to a later date. So for example, I had a friend who said, hey, why don't you come rock climbing this Wednesday? And I really want to say yes because rock climbing is like one of those things, you know, like it's one of my short-term goals. But at the same time, I'm scared of like how many people there are going to be there and how I'm going to start caring for everybody there and just drive me up into a manic state. Is this a valid concern right now? If I were rational, see, I'm not rational. That's the thing. Like, I can't make good decisions right now. So I'm gonna sleep on this and get back to my friend. So for the moment, I'm gonna turn off Facebook because that's how he used to contact me. I'm just gonna put everything on mute and kind of detect for a while. Detect as in use less technology. I used too much technology today. That is why I'm in a manic state. Oh. Ah, that is the root cause. Okay, so today I use too much technology. See, it's good talking about it. Even if no one's listening, it doesn't matter because it helps me. I use too much technology, which is one of the triggers of my manic state. So, therefore, the simple solution is to de-tech, like de-technology, like go analog. Go analog as in use less technology, be less connected, and be more present. All right, I know what I have to do. So I'll see you guys in the next little while, I guess. It's currently 10 p.m. and I had a really great day today. Got a lot of things accomplished, which might be a symptom of mania, but at the same time, I feel like pretty balanced right now. I feel a little bit sleepy. I haven't taken my sleeping medication yet. So I'm gonna pop that off and hopefully get a really good night's rest and then be ready for the day tomorrow and just be just normal bipolar J, one day at a time. All right. Good night, guys.